PNA have been a recognised trade union within the HSE for the last number of years, many years in fact. And the dispute today is that since PNA organised a branch for paramedics, the HSE have refused to negotiate or recognise the PNA as our union. Further to that, in order to obstruct our membership and to impede the growth of the union, the HSE have also refused to deduct our union fees at source. The HSE and PNA have a proven track record in industrial relations, and in fact the PNA have been instrumental in the mental health sector with regard to improvements in mental health, and there's no reason why our membership of PNA wouldn't have a similar outcome for the HSE. Since we began the dispute, the HSE have refused to engage with us, and the protests draw their attention to the fact that the dispute still exists, and we're demanding that we have access to proper recognition and negotiation.
And if there is still no success with the HSE in engaging with negotiations, a third phase of action is planned.
We're hoping that we don't reach that stage. It will include strike action. In a modern society, there's no reason why a corporation such as the HSE can't speak to their staff. In 2010, since our formation, we have been instrumental in an increase of budgets, an increase of paramedics, an increase of ambulances, and an increase in the quality of vehicle that we have, despite the fact that the HSE won't engage with us, has been instrumental in improving this service for patients.